Even though I'm a big person, I'm just a kid at heart, and that's why I'm at Three Worlds of Santa's Village. Boy, do they have fun rides. Rides for little people and big people. See how much the animals like me? They've got some great shows here. You can bring your own picnic. What a nice, pretty place. How come you weren't here today? That's okay. You can come tomorrow. Three Worlds of Santa's Village in Dundee, Illinois.
All right, while amusement parks have yet to reopen in Illinois, Santa's Village in West Dundee, which is celebrating its 61st year on the planet, has opened its newest attraction, Santa Springs, a new water park you can still add to your summer bucket list. And to talk about that is the president of Santa's Village, and that's my pal Jason Serpian. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
I am doing okay. You know, it's just such a, obviously, an unprecedented time that we're living in to try to run anything with large groups of people. You know, I will tell you, one of the rites of passage for the summer for my family is coming down to Santa's Village and the actual amusement park. And I know we're probably going to have to wait till next summer for that. But, I mean, for a guy like you that put so much love and energy into your park and make it so fabulous, it's got to be tough, right? I mean, it's a tough year to get through.
It's mind-blowing, to say the least.
Yeah. And, you know, there's ways that you can, you know, support, you know, your favorite places like Santa's Village, and just a great place, amazing rides, and just so clean in general, that there's things that you can do, right? You can buy your memberships for next year, right? And use them for next year, buy some gift cards for people to attend when you open up next year. It's just a great way to put some money into your employees' pockets too, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, we do have some stuff going on. We've got the season passes. We've got some merchandise online available, and we have Santa Springs, our little water park area, open for a short little bit here this summer, every day but Monday right now. Reservations are required at this point.
Yeah, and you're doing, I mean, obviously, limited capacity. It's a water park, 10,000 square foot wading pool, two-story interactive water play structure. I mean, this is something that you open late last year, but you're doing it as safe as you possibly can. It's considered a pool. That's why the amusement park's not open, but Santa Springs is open for a little bit just to give people a taste of summer, but limited capacity. As you said, making reservations, you're cleaning regularly, face masks unless you're in the water, because that would be a little difficult, distancing when you can. Same rules that apply in pools that have opened right now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's kind of the same rules that we're seeing, you know, pretty much everywhere in the state currently. So, I mean, we're following CDC and IDPH's guidelines currently, and, you know, we're trying to do it right. We're trying to offer a little bit of fun for some folks, come out and kind of hang out for a little bit, get out of the house. It's not for everybody. We know that. Some people, you know, they're not that, they don't want to come out right now, and we can respect that. But for the folks that are a little more adventurous and want to come on out and have a little bit of fun, we've got, you know, Santa Springs is now open 6 days a week, every day but Monday.
And it's $9.99 a person for that. So I know how hard you generally work in the off season, because you're always repairing rides and powder coating and painting and doing all kinds of stuff. You know, that's the one thing we all did when we were kind of sequestered in our homes. We were painting and cleaning up our house and stuff. I'm sure you've got so many projects in the park that you've been able maybe to work on over the last few months.
Yeah, we've done quite a few. I mean, we're a little short-staffed right now, obviously,
yeah,
without
right.
being open. You know, things are a little tough for us and everybody else out there. But, yeah, we've got the rides are ready to go. We'll kind of see if they release us to open sometime soon. If not, you know, we'll look forward to 2021. But we've done a lot of stuff in the off season. We always do. The biggest thing was adding these two nearly 300-foot-long water slides into the Santa Springs area. We added a new ride this year, obviously. It doesn't look like we'll be able to probably not be able to let anybody ride that this season if we don't open. But got a great little ride that we brought in this year called the Blizzard. But yeah, we've been as busy as we can be. We've got everything ready to go. But, you know, we're hanging out like everybody else,
Absolutely.
Waiting to see what the heck's going to happen.
Yeah. Just to give people a background on Jason, I mean, first of all, the parks was open way long before you were born in 1959. But it was kind of I don't want to say it was a franchise, but there was a few of them in Chicagoland and the West Coast and so forth. And you worked there as a kid.
I did in the very early 90s. I worked there for a few years, and We supplied some animals to the park near the end of the original run in the early 2000s, and we reopened the park in 2010, 10 years.
Has it been 10 years? Oh, my God. Look at that. That's awesome.
I know.
and your ops guy that's been there, he's been there since the 60s, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, I can never remember the date. Is it 1966, I believe. he's been there since. Don Holloman, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's very, very, very cool. Well, you know, folks, again, there's ways to support your favorite places. Santa's Village is certainly one of mine. Their Santa Springs, their water park is now open. Jason's taking it day by day. Might be till the end of the month. Might push to Labor Day. We're going to figure that out as we go here. But it's a brand new park, all, you know, limited capacity. Got to register at santasvillagedundee.com if you want to go. You know, doing all the things they're supposed to be doing to keep it safe for everybody. And if you want to support them in other ways, you know, buy your season pass for next year. Great products online as well. Jason, I know, tough year, but you know what? I look forward to getting on those rides hopefully this year. If not, we'll definitely do it next.
Look forward to your visit. Always enjoy our chats and looking forward to what would hopefully be Memorial Day weekend is usually when we get together,
know,
you and I.
I know.
And have our chat. But hopefully we'll be back on schedule for next year and, you know, rip-raring and ready to go and have a nice chat with you there at Memorial Day. But, yeah, we're looking forward to reopening May of 2021. You know, we'll kind of see how things go over the next few weeks here if we can get the rides open and up and running.
Well, best of luck to you, guy, and good luck with everything. Again, if you want more information, visit santasvillagedundee.com. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Dave. Good talking with you.
Good talking to you as well. All right, speaking of Santa, Christmas in July, yep, at the drive-in. We'll talk to Scott Dean of the McHenry Outdoor next on 720 WGN.